Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. We welcome you to our daily devotions for Saturday, the 4th of November, 2023, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Desiree Johnson, Rector of St. Monica's Parish Providenciales and St. George's Parish, South Caicos in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 14, verses 1 and 7 through 11. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Here ends the reading. My sisters and brothers in Christ, yesterday we heard that Jesus was eating at the home of a prominent Pharisee on the Sabbath and that all the other guests were watching him closely so that they might trap him. Today, Jesus is still at that dinner party, but now he is watching the behavior of the guests closely. What he observes is that each seeks out the best place, the place of honor at the table where they can be noticed by the other guests and by their proximity to their host, be served first and receive the best portions that the table offers. And Jesus speaks about this saying, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor." Jesus' point was to gently share with them the truth that humility was far better than pride. True exaltation and honor are found by humbling oneself and elevating others as a way of pointing to their innate dignity and value as persons. Humility is the lesson from today's reading, and it is a hard lesson to learn. The humility to recognize that it is up to our host, that is, up to our God to seat us and to grant us honor or not, just as he chooses. And the humility, the trust to recognize that every seat at the table of God is a good seat, a seat that allows us to receive the fullness of God's blessing, the fullness of what God promises to all who respond to his invitation to come to him. I like the story historians tell about the funeral of Charlemagne, arguably the greatest Christian ruler of the early Middle Ages. After his death, a tremendous funeral procession left his castle for the cathedral. When the royal casket arrived with a lot of pomp and circumstance, it was met by the local bishop, who barred the cathedral door. "Who comes?" the bishop asked, as was the custom. "Charlemagne, Lord and King of the Holy Roman Empire," proclaimed the emperor's proud herald. "Him? I know not," the bishop replied. "Who comes?" The herald, a bit shaken, replied, "Charles the Great, a good and honest man of the earth." "Him I know not," the bishop said again. "Who comes?" The herald, now completely crushed, responded, "Charles, a lowly sinner who begs the gift of Christ." To which the bishop responded, "Enter, receive Christ's gift of life." The point, of course, is that in God's eyes, we're all equally needy. Charlemagne, you and me, none of us will ever be good enough to expect that the presence of God belongs to us. Why not reflect today upon this gentle teaching of Jesus, given to those who greatly lacked humility? If you are one who struggles with this, reflect upon our Lord, gently inviting you to embrace humility. Pray for this virtue and practice it with sincerity. Know that the attainment of this virtue will open the door to much freedom in your life. Thank you for listening. We hope that you find our daily devotions a source of inspiration and invite you to share them with others so that they too might be encouraged. Today and every day, I wish you blessings of peace and all good.